Today is the wonderful festival of Govardhan Puja, Anakuta. Although it is officially today in Hungary, we'll be celebrating it on Sunday on the farm. I just finished the morning program here in Budapest, giving a lengthy lecture, and the devotees had a long, long kirtan, and everyone's staying back today because, coincidentally, it being October 23rd, it's the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Hungarian Revolution, when the Hungarians rose up against the Russians, first to be smashed, and only later in 1989 to then really get real freedom, which they coveted. So it's a national holiday, and all the Sanctan devotees went out on Sunday, so we're all staying back today, and just the ideal day to worship Govardhan Puja. And if any of you out there haven't, then you should beware of snakes which will come and bite you and poison you. Snakes that come from Govardhan Hill. I'd like to just give as a form of meditation for the day and for the upcoming days some thoughts that follow from the Govardhan Puja ceremony and the Govardhan Leela. I think all of you know well enough the pastime that I don't have to repeat it, as wonderful as it is. But we all know that in Srimad Bhagavatam, the worshipping of Govardhan Hill took place after Krishna blessed the Brahmins' wives. And that Brahmins' wives' Leela is meant to show how attachment to Krishna is the end result of all sacrifices and austerities. And if Brahmins become proud of their ability to perform sacrifice, and that ability blinds them from recognizing the end goal of their sacrifice, which is Krishna, then everything which they do is simply a waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam. The Brahmins were very sad and highly humiliated that they could not recognize the Yajna Purush, the personality of all sacrifices, when he came and begged from them for some foodstuffs. They're so busy pouring ghee into the fire that they didn't recognize Krishna's cowherd boyfriends as the personification of that fire, wanting some snacks to satiate their hunger. In the Leela of worshipping Govardhan Hill, we come across another pride. This is not the pride of Brahmanism, the pride of one's varna, but it's the pride of position, the pride of the king. I'm the boss. Indra is actually Indradas. He's the servant of the Supreme King, Lord Krishna. But as is possible when one has Janma, Aishraya, when one has good birth, when one has opulence, when one has learning and beauty, that one becomes intoxicated by these material opulences, and especially if someone has power. Power intoxicates absolutely, as they say. And intoxicated by that power, Indra forgot that it was Krishna's right to decide what should happen to the offerings that were meant for his yajna. If he wanted them to be given to Govardhan Hill, then that was certainly becoming, because ultimately it wasn't Indra who was the beneficiary of sacrifices, but it was Krishna. So Krishna doesn't like devotees, and Indra is a devotee after all, to be proud of the positions that they receive in service to him. Therefore, whether we are gurus, sannyasis, GBCs, temple presidents, whoever we may be, we should be very careful that we remember that we're always doing everything on behalf of Krishna, and never think that we are actually the beneficiaries of the service rendered to us, or that we have authority by dint of who we are, not by dint of the fact that we are Krishna's servants. and we are simply representing him. Therefore, our authority is by dint of the fact of who Krishna is. Anyway, Krishna's appearance in this world is to show the supremacy of Braja Bhakti, pure devotional service. That is the only type of service, spontaneous love for him that really satisfies him. The worship and the adoration which is given by other forms, devotees of other forms of Godhead in other religions, as described in the introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita, it doesn't really satisfy Krishna. Krishna is not satisfied by that. He may be pleased, he may reciprocate, he may acknowledge that type of worship and love, but he's not fully satisfied. Only the spontaneous love of the Brijbasis satisfies Krishna. And Krishna appeared over 5,000 years ago to display this love, to encourage us to adopt this type of love, and to follow in the footsteps of the Brajbasis. And in this Leela, Govardhan Leela, Krishna is showing us that if you want to develop Braja Bhakti, then stay away from Devi God worship. Narottam Das Thakur also makes the same point in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. The worship of demigods will distract us from our focus of developing love for Krishna. And it's true that even in Vrindavan, we worship especially Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Chakteshwar Mahadev, other forms of the Lord. Nonetheless, Lord Shiva is in a category of his own. Other demigods, we should offer our respects to, but not worship. And maximum worship should be shown to Lord Shiva rarely and always in relationship to Lord Krishna. So Krishna discouraged Nanda Maharaj from worshipping demigods, and we should follow in his footprints. We do not need to engage in that type of worship, because we should have that firm faith that by satisfying Krishna, then all the demigods will be satisfied, and whatever benefits demigods get, they're empowered by Krishna to give. Therefore, Krishna will give us any benefit which we would need to receive from any demigod. And what is it that Krishna asked the Brijbasis to worship? He asked them to worship Govardhan Hill. Now, that didn't mean that Krishna was recommending us to be worshippers of nature, just as in some cults or in some primitive religions, people worship mountains, rivers, the sun, clouds as gods. And for that reason, Krishna then manifests a four-armed form, or rather Govardhan Hill manifests a four-armed form to the Brijbasis to show that Giriraj is not different than Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in a different form. And not only is Krishna recommending the worship of Giriraj, but by worshipping Giriraj, Krishna is making the statement, the following statement made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rajya Bhagavan Vajisha Tanyastha Dhamma Vrindavanam. And that is that our worship of Krishna and our service for Krishna cannot exclude the service of Krishna's home and Krishna's associates. Therefore, we need to worship Vrindavan Dham in the same way that we worship Lord Krishna. And in the ceremony of Anukuta feeding Govardhan Hill, Giriraj becomes the representative of all of Vrindavan Dham. In other words, we're taught how to worship Vrindavan through the worship of Govardhan Hill. The Brijbasis very innocently followed Krishna's direction to transfer and make the Indra Puja into a Govardhan Puja. But the result of that is that they began to suffer. And sometimes we may also see that following Krishna's instruction may appear to put us at risk. In this case, the pastures were at risk, the floodwaters were rising, the cows were about to perish. It looked like following Krishna's instruction was a bad idea. But is Krishna's desire part of Krishna's pastime to test his devotees? pastimes are full of adventure. And part of an adventure is victory on the side of Krishna, or for those who follow the Lord. But victory is sweet when the stakes are high. And in order to make the stakes high, Krishna places his devotees in very great difficulty, so that when he delivers them, then the relief they experience, the saving of the devotees, becomes all that much more pleasurable, all that much more valued, all that much greater. So following Krishna's instructions, the Brijbasis thought that they would get some good benefit by worshipping Giriraj, and instead all of their possessions, indeed their whole lives, were placed at risk. But Krishna comes to the rescue, and Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, and that was the solution that he proposed to save them from the inundation. But if you have to choose between the risk of, you know, swimming around for a long time in a water of devastation, or the possibility of being crushed to powder under a mountain, which one would you choose? So Krishna's solution also appeared to have quite a bit of risk at stake. Krishna was saying, come under this hill and trust in Govardhan Hill to protect you from the rain. So here is one step further. Not only is following Krishna's instructions sometimes apparently place us in temporary risk, but the solution from that risk, or the solution to the problem that we find ourselves in, may appear to be even a greater risk. In other words, Krishna tests our faith. Krishna tests our determination. Why is that? Because the quality of a devotee is determined by his faith. And when Krishna says, Mame kam saranam braja, you just depend on me. And we depend on Krishna and whatever Krishna wants to do. Marobi, rakobi, Krishna wants to protect us, that's fine. Krishna wants to kill us, that's fine. This is called real faith. And it's this type of faith that one needs to have in order to get Braja Bhakti. You cannot get it otherwise. One has to prove unflinching faith to the Supreme Personality of Godhead before you can move beyond relating to him as the Supreme Lord and just relate to him as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And we see that the Brijbasis maintain this faith and dependence to Krishna, and Krishna fulfilled his promise that he gave to Arjuna, Name Bhaktya Pranashati, my devotee never perishes. Krishna doesn't say my devotee is not put into reverses, that he's not put into difficulty, but being put into so much difficulty, suffering so much, enduring so many hardships, ultimately I deliver my devotee. And what appeared to be great risk for the Brijbasis, namely being under this hill, turned out to be a great festival. There were beautiful pastures for the cows, there were great feasts, there were houses for the Brijbasis to live in, although actually they just all stood around Krishna and wandered at Krishna's beauty for 7 days nonstop, because that was the greatest festival. The Brijbasis never have the association of Krishna 24 hours a day. It's always some group of individuals who for a certain given time period are able to be with Krishna. But now everyone was with Krishna all day long. And the result of that is drinking Krishna's beauty through their eyes, just satisfied them so much that they felt like they were eating great feasts. They had no thirst. Their thirst was quenched as if they were drinking nectar. They were not tired. That 7 day just passed as if it was 7 moments, because the greatest festival is the festival of seeing Krishna, being with Krishna, hearing his words, and in this case, serving him while he's holding Govardhan Hill on the pinky of his left hand. This is not legend, this is fact, this is history. And 5,000 years later, we're celebrating Govardhan Puja in order to increase and nurture our own Braja Bhakti. Devotees, according to their levels of advancement, should meditate upon the different aspects of this pastime, be absorbed in that pastime, and be absorbed in service to Haridasa Varya, the supreme servant of Lord Krishna, Giriraj Maharaj. And by that, then gradually, the devotion of the Brijbasis will start to take hold, and it will also grow within our hearts. But everyone be ready. Be ready to go through difficulties. Be ready to accept hardship on Krishna's behalf. Be ready to be tested. If you're not, you're not ready for Krishna Prema.